Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. Super pumped you're here on this Tuesday, ready to go. Episode number 4484, as we are working through the book study, The Pumpkin Plan, A Simple Strategy to Grow a Remarkable Business in Any Field by Mike Michalowicz. And we're getting into this book, deeper into this book. And really, you know, like all the books we do, you don't have to go out and run out and buy them. Some of you do, some of you don't. I try to take and distill the best ideas to share with you over 4 weeks of the chapters that are really impacting me. And I have to tell you, there's a lot here. I mean, as you try to grow a business or you try to build something, a lot of times the idea of working through the process of marketing is so challenging. And I got to tell you, it's been really, really hard for me. This last couple of weeks, we hired a new marketing firm. Basically, in the first month, all they're doing is set up analytics and all of our structuring of our data in a back end. And it's something I've just never done. You know, everybody that's getting involved in what we're doing, and thank you, you know who you are helping me kind of step back from this in a way to do what Michalowicz is telling us. And, you know, look at your clients that have supported you, look at your best clients, and then how do we produce content to help them? And so for the first year or first time in my career, I'm starting to have a little bit of peace in the direction that we're going, that I don't feel it's all entirely on me, that we're finally building a community. And a lot of this work from Michalowicz is being applied directly or indirectly from this book. And so as we get into the later chapters of it, as we look at the people that have been here and have been serving us and working with us, one of the things we're learning is this idea of, you know, really digging into, you know, what are the needs of the client. And one of the things I'm going to ask you is, as you hear this today, you know, you're in a higher level, you're somebody that's been with me for a while, is to start utilizing that Discord community a little bit more for the questions that you need answered. It's not going to be me answering them all the time, but we've got amazing people who are doing amazing things. If you looked at the newsletter this weekend, on Sundays, we're sending out the weekends. You know, Mike and Summer were in there. It was awesome to see them and their kind of what they're doing and how things are working for them. We've got so many really cool people that, you know, getting involved and participating helps us, but it also helps us with this chapter 8, which is, you know, digging in to understanding what people need and what people want. And that's really what we're working on, is to figure out how do you as a person figure out what people need? Well, again, the idea is to take the most important clients or your best clients that you're working with, the ones that aren't a pain in the butt, the ones that are, you know, contributing and being a part of this, and really, you know, working hard to make your life better. For example, Mike and Summer, who you got to read about them in the newsletter. If you haven't read about them, you can go ahead and read about them in the blog. Just go into the blog and you'll see them there. Great picture, by the way, of those two. But, you know, finding out what they need, you know, and John obviously is just amazing over in Japan putting these blog posts together. But learning about people is important. And they're, you know, contributors. You know, when I first met Mike and Summer and they got involved in our group coaching and then BDN, you know, Mike and Summer both said, you know, we understand being active in a community. We understand, you know, the events and all that stuff. And they really partaked in it. So it was awesome to see, you know, kind of the way they interact and what they do. And as I continue to get to know Mike and Summer and learn about them, you know, it's great that, you know, personally, you know, if there's another 500 Mike and Summer Perkins out there, my life's pretty easy, right? So if I can serve them and help them, then obviously I can serve others. And as realtors and small business owners, and with a lot of children and just awesome, awesome people, I'm learning a lot about our client base through them. So one of the things I would like to ask is, you know, as we get into this and we build, I will be interviewing more and more people. We have the ability to do that at our events, which is great. But also now that we're using that Discord server, you know, what are the things that are going on? And again, some of the things that you hear, you know, that I'm looking for, what are your chief complaints? You know, what's going on out there in the business world that I can help you with? What is your biggest challenge right now? I mean, that's huge for me. And somebody just to put that up there and everybody talking about it helps me create content around that. Now, I will tell you that we are going to be doing that based on data too, but I really need to get it from you, and it really helps. What would you, this is a great question. What would need to change so you could finish work an hour early every day? And I love that. What would need to finish to change to make your, you know, an hour, you did work an hour less? What would you like to accomplish in the near future? I mean, these are really critical, critical questions and I'm going to start asking these in the community, but it's stuff that I need to know so that I can bring you the resources, right? If you could tweak the products and services of my industry to better suit your needs, what would you change? What is the most confusing thing about the industry? Those type of things, you know, where do you hope to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Those are the things that allows me to bring the proper structuring to our coaching programs, right? So that's what Chapter 8 is about asking questions to your best people, getting to know them better and understanding, you know, what are the things that you can do to really bring them together. And so his action plan at the end of the chapter is to drop a list of interview questions. Again, I will be asking these questions consistently at events. We did get the brown belt structure initiated for you, purple belt. So look for emails this week. Basically, what happens is within the framework of the system, just a sidebar here, that once you achieve your purple belt, 6 months later, you will set up an appointment with me. This will come via email. And you just, I have a calendar appointment specifically for our brown belts, and you will set up an appointment, and that's where we will discuss your test, okay? Back to this. So we want our interview questions, and there will be a few of those, these questions in that interview, because, you know, as you come to brown belt, obviously you're somebody that's ingrained into our system and involved in our system. It's great. And congratulations to everybody that's involved in the belt system. It's intense. You know, there's a lot going on there. And as you start to implement the plan, that's the key thing. And those of you that got through it know that, and you got a good understanding of everything. Okay. And then when you, once you make this list, basically what he's telling us then to step aside is to look for commonalities and innovate. Like look for things that are going to help you do that. And then get some advice. That's where you get some coaching and structures and get some advice, get feedback from your clients first. And that's one of the things we're doing. I mean, I have never at this level have allowed people into the business so far and as far as they are now. And I've got some great supporters and people that are jumping in, and that means everybody that's getting involved in things that we're doing. Some are more active than others. You know, we've got our whole tech group rolling now. You know, it's kind of funny, you know, obviously the Discord is a little techie. So typically we would have some techie people in there, but we're starting to get some great people rolling and rolling into what we're doing. And we've got Albert jumped in there the other day, Jurgen, and Jamie are all IT people. So we've got plenty of people to help you. Believe me, if you're willing to jump in there and participate, it helps. And that's where I get my feedback. And that's what I'm working on to get that feedback flowing through. So it's awesome. So that was the chapter. And it's really about asking questions. And, you know, I spent some time on that because I'm kind of doing these techniques as I'm reading the book, right? So I'm trying to find out how I can innovate and make things better for you along the way. And that's what we're looking on. And then chapter 9 is about letting them lead. And that's one of the things that we're doing. We're working really hard on getting things together for that, you know, understanding what's happening with the group. And again, you know, getting a sequence together of helping people and then schedule a sequence of steps to really get things going. And then basically, as you start to launch stuff, that's what he talks about is you start to predict, you ask your client base, your prospects, you appreciate the feedback, you announce what's going on, you then create engagement, you ask, and then that's your launch point where you ask for an investment, and then you have limited quantities of the things you're doing, and then you over deliver, and then you keep track. So the whole launch business part that he jumps in here as a whole. I mean, my buddy Jeff Walker has built literally a $20 million annual business just on teaching how to launch products, right? And so that's what he's kind of talking about here is a good strategy to, you know, kind of launch a product, which is to predict what people will want through the data and the relationships and the questions that you've gotten, then appreciate that community, you know, so that that way people know, you know, the feedback's coming back, and then announce that you've got enough people that are really interested in what you're going to do, right? You've asked or you're predicted. And again, Ryan Levesque, another person I've had speak at my events, he's wrote a book called Ask. So you're basically taking those questions and then saying, okay, guys, I've got all this feedback. Now this is what I want to bring to you. And then you engage, you talk to the group, and then you ask for the offer. You ask for the price, and then you limit the quantities. I know that always seems like a cheesy thing to do, but you got to give reason people a reason to buy, or people will go on to the next thing. It's kind of why car dealers are so hard pressed to get you, because they know statistically if you leave, you're probably not going to come back. I know it's crazy, but that's just part of it. And so that's why they try to close you right there at the door. And then you over deliver and you keep track of what's going on. So he goes into some launch ideas, which are really good as far as letting the customer lead you to your offer instead of you putting something out there. And I see this mistake made by so many companies, right? They just put something out there, it doesn't work, and it's because they didn't really build a launch process to make it work. He then goes into this idea of getting big, fat, and healthy, really getting a healthy business working. And he talks about some ideas on that, where we first start to apply the 80-20 rule, which I have talked ad nauseum for hundreds of years, right? You look at your short list of top clients and determine which few clients bring the most revenue. In other words, in which industry do most of your high clients operate? And then one of the things he talks about is now you start looking at your vendors and you look at questions for vendors and see if there's some consistency and start moving in concentric circles where you start looking at places where your people are going to be, online events, magazines, and just start going to them. And I think this is an important part. I'm going to read it. He says, start moving in concentric circles. Now that you've tightened your niche, make a list of all the places your prospects and clients are likely to appear. From online magazines to trade shows, from associations to charity events, then make a plan to show up to as many of those places as possible. But this is the critical last sentence. Don't show up in sell mode, just be there. And one of the big things that we're going to talk about as we get into the community more and more is why I have a no sales policy within the community. We are a personal development community. There is some business activity, obviously, at our higher levels, but the majority of the people are coming in are dealing with personal development issues. That's why they're coming. You know, they're looking for motivation. They're using the planner. And so when some of our business people, for example, come in there and start to be predatory, which they're not trying to be, but they're trying to help somebody's problem, but then charging them, that takes away from the ability to be vulnerable, right? You can't be vulnerable anymore. And there are extreme situations when something is very tactical and specific that somebody's going to do. But our rule is to, you know, let us know right away if you're going to work or exchange any money with anybody in the community. We need to know. And as long as we know, we're okay with it if it makes sense. But we're very protective of the vulnerability of our community. And typically what happens is, like he says, don't show up in sales mode, is that people come up with the right intention, build a relationship, and then go do something. And if it doesn't work, it can ruin the entire community. So I'm very strict on this. It's something that I want the community to be safe. I want the community to be away from vulnerability. I'm going to Baby Bathwater, which is a $10,000 event in April. There is absolutely no selling, absolutely no list building. If you are invited to the, you know, to go first, it's invited, and then you do something like that, you'll never be invited back. They'll actually ask you to leave. So it's important for us to maintain that integrity of a no sales zone. Obviously, there are times in a relationship where somebody may want further information about somebody and to work with them, and that's where you've got to let our leadership know so that we can discuss it to make sure it does not hurt that vulnerability. Obviously, that's hard to police. But it is a zero tolerance rule. We want people to be able to come in there and discuss vulnerable things that are going on in their business, vulnerable things that are going on in their life, and get the proper feedback. So really important. So as he says, start moving in that mode, but stay out of sales mode. I'm going to do a video on, I'm in a course with Casey Neistat right now, and I'm teaching a lot of people in there. Right. And the reason is because it's our community for a month. It's a 1 month community. And then obviously we'll leave, but I'm not selling in there. It's the last thing that I want to do. So we want to create that safe community. We want to, and you need to move in those communities. But again, if there is a relationship that's going to be built and you're working with your vendors and you understand where high quality people are, then you just don't go in sales mode. You just build relationships. And eventually those can lead to things that can help you in your business. And everything is dependent on the rules and structures of the events you're going to. If you go to like a CES event and you meet people, sell them, right? But in our community, particularly just as in Baby Bathwater and some of the event, the places I go, there are just no sales allowed. So, or list building. So anyways, that's what we're doing. All right. The pumpkin plan, a lot of fun. We're having some fun with this. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're able to be vulnerable. We've got some great community people here that are really understanding that dynamic, and we're all in this together. And I appreciate you. I love you. And I hope you are getting what you need, and would love to hear from you in Discord. I'd love to have some conversations about some of those things, and we'll plant some of those questions so that we can start getting some movement and dialogue. Okay, so get out there. Have a great day. I love you, and I'll be back with more right here tomorrow, morningcoach.com.